if my girl playing in my face like that, I'm sorry. I understand the lawsuit, bro. I completely understand it. It might sound like some but I understand it. I understand the thinking behind it. My man's is hurt, bro. He hurt to a completely different level. You can't beat this man in any way, shape, or form. So you literally have to just eat it.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your hosts. The other host, we got Matt. How you doing, my brother?
Hey man, you know how it is, man. Back at it again. You know what I mean? Something I love doing. So happy to be here. Appreciate y'all joining us. You know what I mean? On another episode.
All righty. Hey, so this week, I ain't gonna lie, we've been actually doing a lot. So we just came back from a little family trip to good old Florida, down there in old Disney World, doing the whole family thing for the past week. And honestly, I can start to see that I'm starting to slow down a little bit in my older age. And as much as I like being there, it's not like it used to be. I still have a good time and whatnot. The kids enjoy it. I enjoy it. It's just, I don't know, man. It's not the same. And I just wish I could like explain to you exactly why, but it wasn't hitting the same like it normally do. But I was gonna say, like, as you what's one of them things that, as you started to get a little bit older, that you started to do less and less? I know you talked about you don't play video games or nothing like that no more, but what's some other activities, as you get older, you start to see that you're not really into them no more?
Thing, man, it's the whole deal. I mean, I just don't do shit. I don't know, man. I just wanna. I'm looking for that time when I retire, man, and I could just hang out and not just do shit. I don't even know, man. I don't even know how to explain it.
I got you.
Just like a lot of shit, I got tired of. Like, I got like hobbies I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at the age where I'm not thinking about just myself. You know what I mean? It's the whole family at this point where I'm trying to leave something, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to be honest with you, I'm just trying to make some bread for my kids, man. That's all it is.
I definitely hear that. Now, so the coolest thing about the trip, so I'm starting to realize it's not about me no more. All right. And it hasn't been about me since I had kids, but you really start to see it's not really about you anymore. So watching my youngest son get a little bit older, because he's four now, and he's getting older, and he's starting to get on roller coasters and like the little baby ones, but he enjoys it. And I like seeing my kids out there happy and smiling. And to me, that's what makes those types of trips worth it at this point. It's just seeing, the family that you created, just having a good time and whatnot. So, I mean, in all honesty, I can't complain one bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, how was the trip down there, man? Because I'm trying to take my daughter.
Oh man,
So,
it was a good
how
time.
was it?
It was a good time. The big thing is, and one of the things I hate about Disney now is the amount of fun that you're gonna have, and it's just like life, but the amount of fun that you're gonna have is related to how much money you want to spend, pretty much. So you can have fun for budget, but the fun that you're having on a budget, you realize you have a little bit more fun if you spend a little bit more money. And that's kind of how it goes constantly on those types of trips. And it's like the more you spend, the better time you'll have. And me, I'm we
Yeah, I mean, I've never.
bringing five we bringing five kids down, bro. So it's a little different.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I've never been, man. I remember I used to go to school like at the end of the summer and shit. Everybody be like, I went to Disneyland and shit. I'd be like, yeah, I went too. I'd be lying my ass off, man. I ain't never been in none of them motherfucking places. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I went down there. They'd be like, did you go to this place? I'm like, yep. I ain't never been shit. So I'm trying to take my daughter because she's all into it, this Frozen shit. And she just keeps talking my head off. Like, Daddy, I want to go to Disneyland because I want to see Elsa. I was like, we can go to Disney World in Florida. She's like, I want to go to Disneyland. I was like, well, Disney World is bigger, I think. You know what I mean? But she don't understand.
Yeah, she
So
don't know.
I'm definitely taking her this year.
Yeah,
Yeah, definitely taking her this year.
it's a good time, bro. I highly recommend it. And just the smile that your kid is gonna get just from going. They got some stuff the adults will enjoy too, but just seeing the smile on your kid's face is worth it. But while we
Yeah, I
talk
mean, it's not for me at
about
all, you know what I mean?
you said it's not for you at all.
No, I'm saying it's not for me at all, you know what I mean? It's purely for her. Like I don't give a shit. Like, just as long as she's happy, that's all the fuck I give a fuck about. I
Got
care
you.
about none of it, nothing else.
Got you, got you, got you. Hey, but while we're on the topic of families, right? A lot of celebrity families are breaking up right now. I kind of want to start with the DDG situation, right? So DDG is a streamer. All right, I'm only explaining it because I know there's some people out there that don't know, right? So DDG, he's a streamer, real famous. He was with Halle Bailey. She was doing the Disney thing. Pretty much, she's like a sweetheart type of she's like an American like sweetheart. And she ended up messing with DDG and they ended up having a baby together. So it comes out that, he was abusive and she filed a restraining order. She got to keep the kid and, he just recently sued like countersued her. And as of right now, they're in a legal battle, right? And these legal battles happen. It's the same old story. But something interesting happened. So DDG got into a fight. Well, he didn't get into the actual fight, but there was an altercation with the people in his crew. All over someone calling him a doo-doo garbage. Or what another streamer, Saluminati, was calling him when they got into a beef. Him and his I don't know if the dude's his actual brother or what the dude is to him, but they got into a fight, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play the altercation here.
This is DDG.
Oh, DDG is here. Oh, my God.
Shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hey. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hold on. You all right?
All right, so I'm gonna stop it right there. First off, I do want to say, home, if you up there talking all that trash, you ain't got no squabbles, and you should probably keep your mouth shut. I mean, plain and simple. Because homeboy, you could already tell the way he put his guard up, he wasn't about shit.
That's what I'm saying. He's getting thrown all over the goddamn place.
No, so.
Look great.
The reason I find that funny is because, if I'm DDG, I'm telling everybody that's around me to chill out. Especially if I know I got this legal battle going on with this person that people see as an American sweetheart. I'm gonna tell the people around me to chill out. Just plain and simple. It's just you have to pick your surroundings and your people around you a little bit differently. But I feel like he think that was the right thing to do. Do you think that was the right way for him to handle that situation, or do you think they should have just kind of got up out of there?
No, I'm right with you, man. When you're on that level of celebrity, man, like you can't be doing stuff like that. I mean, unless you like a rapper and you have to hold a certain prestige or character trait, right? I mean, you should have just left that shit alone, be honest. I'm right with you on that one, right?
I mean, even as a rapper though, it's just when you, I me personally, I ain't got money for lawsuits. I don't care how much money I make. I'm not giving my money to somebody that I don't like because I want to go ahead and I want to throw hands with them. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, but you're justified in that case, man, because that's just harassment. You all up in his shit, and I mean, calling them names and shit. Like, you don't have to be all up in my shit. You can leave me the fuck alone. See what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, I think you'd have been justified.
No, I do kind of see it from that end of it. Because you are going back and forth with this man. I don't know what you're going to do. I mean, but it just from the cameras and whatnot, because there's another video where he's telling him not to record. But of course, somebody, we live in the age of camera phones, somebody's going to record it. So you can see the entire altercation like we just saw in that video there. But yeah, I mean, you have to, if especially if you're being the aggressor. I mean, you're not the one that started it, but you are the aggressor in the situation. So I don't know, man. You just got to watch out. Just watch your back and just, yeah, protect your money, protect your assets, protect
And
your.
just like you're saying, that's what dude.
Now, go ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was just agreeing with you. Just figuring, dude is just like, it's like a money grab maybe for him, you know what I mean? Let me go fuck with this dude, see if he do something, I get paid off of it.
Exactly. It's an easy lick, bro. Easy lick. All right. Just moving on. So while we're still on the topic of family, of course, we also got old Cardi B and Offset and they drama going on. All right. So they're going through their divorce. Now, last week we talked about him trying to, get some money out of her. Even though I don't, like I said, I think it's a little bit deeper than that, but. You got to play the court games and whatnot. So now she is out there on social media 100%. I believe that Offset has also gotten rid of all his social media because I can only imagine, the type of hurt he's going through. But I just want to play some of the stuff that she's posting online. So as you can see, she over there shaking her ass and recording videos and whatnot. Well, again, before like so first off, she also has a court case going on. Do you think that's the right thing for you to be doing right now at this moment? Is posting your new man shaking ass? I don't think that's the right move.
Man,
Go ahead.
I think she's just out there living life, man. I just think she's living life. I don't think that would affect anything. Me personally, me being an adult, consenting with another grown adult, what's the problem, right? We're adults at this point. I mean, what is he on? I don't know. I just think it's legit, or they're just trolling the fuck out my man. I don't know, like both of them, like just straight trolling them. But hey, if I was Offset, I'm telling you, man, I'm throwing hands. I'm fine. This if I ran up on this motherfucker, man, we throwing hands. Like you purposely doing this shit. You see what I'm saying? That's just me. I don't know.
See, so first off, I want
That's the broke me talking, you know what I mean?
so the first thing I want to hit on, right, is because she has a court case and they're saying that she's never home with the kids. That's one of the things that he's saying in his court case. She should probably chill out. But going on to what you were just talking about, right? The he could try to throw hands at Stephon Diggs, but this man is in the gym constantly. He's an NFL player. He has a hell of a
That's
highlight
true.
tape. An amazing receiver. That might not be the fight that you want. And it has to hurt as a man to know that. So, like, when you're dealing with a girl and you know that her ex is ugly, or he fat, or he out of shape, or he ain't got no money, you feel like some sense of pride from that. But you don't have more money than him. You're not in better shape. You don't look better. You don't get more women than him. So in every single way, he's beating you in every single category. I know that shit hurt. And I feel for my man.
That's true, man. I spoke a little bit too soon because then if he would have got his ass beat, Yeah, he just all the way losing. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Best bet, just leave it the fuck alone, man. Just carry on. I wouldn't even went through with that motherfucking lawsuit. I just left that bitch alone. Let's just try to co-parent this thing, man. 50-50. Just leave it as is, man.
Nah.
Cause yeah, the shit you
Nah.
just laid out, man, that shit made all the sense in the world. Like, yeah, you
If
best bet, leave it alone.
my girl playing in my face like that, I'm sorry. I understand the lawsuit, bro. I completely understand it. It might sound like some bitch ass shit, but I understand it. I understand the thinking behind it. My man's is hurt, bro. He hurt to a completely different level. You can't beat this man in any way, shape, or form. So you literally have to just eat it.
That's true. But then again, man, like even if you lose in court too, that's just like him getting his ass beat to some extent. If he lose in court too, you just lost all the way around. And you done lost some money because you know you have to spend some bread for them high-end lawyers they're gonna be paying.
Nah, facts.
Yeah.
But low
That's what I'm
key,
saying. You might as well just go it alone.
if I'm the one making the less money, I'm gonna have her paying my lawyer fees. Nah, I'm fucking around. But yeah.
He gonna troll you for that shit too. You're not gonna win. Like I had to pay his lawyer fee for him to lose and anything.
Yeah, man. He's fighting a losing battle. I would have got off social media too and just kind of lay low for a little while.
Hey, that's a big L, bro. It's a big L. His cardio was way big, but she's 20 times better than this nigga, right? As in who you are as a celebrity. Me, my man just in a losing case, bro. Just like that last case we were talking about as well with Remy and him. Like, Jody is way bigger than you, bro. Just leave that shit the fuck alone.
And that'd be the shitty part about the whole thing is, you know, from the male perspective, it hurts. It hurts when you see, you know, you got this girl that's everything that the world sees as this magnificent person. The biggest difference between the two is Offset kind of went out there first and was trying to put Cardi B business out there. Papoose, I still think what he was doing was pretty stand up. He wasn't out there, you know, putting all his information out there. So I will say it's a little bit different in regards to that, but nah, it's just I like either way they're both in crazy situations. But in a lot of ways, I think Papoose is coming out on top, and I think Offset is not. He's coming out looking bad.
I mean, either way, both of them motherfuckers, man. What they said, the worst thing a chick can tell a dude is broke ass nigga and you got a little dick. And both of them winning in that case because that's all they got to say. I mean, regardless if it is or not, who gives a fuck what they got, what they packing. But we all can tell that you the broke one of the couple. So when you're getting carried as a man, it feels bad to some people.
So another thing that had me die laughing was Charleston White. I think he got it right too, because Offset really feeling it. He's like, you know how bad it's got to feel when you be smoking weed and you be drinking alcohol and you be trying to put it down, and you know that this dude, he got all the best nutritionists, all the best trainers in the gym. He in there putting your girl through the mattress.
That putting it through the mattress.
Yeah.
God damn, that's the first time I heard that shit. I'm gonna start using that. God damn. Man, putting your bitch through the mattress, dog. You was barely making that shit bounce.
I know you're feeling it, bro. All right, so we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna move into the valid or fuck out of here segment, where we play videos, we talk about a quick scenario, and we ask, is that the person in that scenario valid, or if they need to get the fuck out of here? All right, go ahead. I'm gonna queue up the first one.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? So,
Hey.
what are we trying to do?
Honestly, I'm just here for the free food.
Of course you would be. I mean, yeah, nice. That's fine. Yeah, let's go. Are you at least gonna give me something?
No, I don't do that on the first date.
All right. Where do you live so I can drop you off?
I'll just get out.
Yeah,
see
please.
ya. All right.
All right, so the young lady, is the young lady valid? Or she, well, yeah, the young lady, is she valid or should she get the fuck out of here?
Man, on some real shit, I don't even know where we at in life anymore. But anyways, she needs to get the fuck out of here. She just straight up went in there talking about she's just here for the food. Like, what the fuck am I, motherfucker? I don't know, a soup fucking kitchen going on? Man, fuck out of here. I don't know. She needs to get the fuck out of here. I don't get it.
So, I think she was joking, bro. I don't think she got in that car. Well, first of all, I still believe that everything that happens on the internet a lot of times be skit, be cap anyway. But let's just say the scenario is real, right? And let's just say she got in the car and she was joking, you know, because that's pretty much what everybody says. They say, yeah, you go on food dates because you're here for the free food. If she was joking and he took it that way, I think she was valid and he needs to get the fuck out of here just to kind of break the ice a little bit. If she was serious, she do need to get the fuck out of here. But the way that it looked as if she was kind of joking to me. And I think he overreacted. And yeah, I don't think that's cool.
See, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just lost because that's what I'm saying. Because that makes sense. I didn't know about the free food thing, but I have been hearing, you know, chicks be supplementing their fucking their meal plan, going on dates, right? They go on dates just to eat, and that's it. I ain't never gonna see you again. You know what I mean? And the crazy thing, I'm just throwing myself. I mean, I've been in a situation like that where I was like, damn, shorty ate, dip. I ain't fucking talk to the bitch again. I was like, damn. And I thought the conversation was crazy. So that should be true, man. They supplement the meal. I'll be honest, like that should happen to me.
So let me ask you, how'd you know that she was only there for the meal, bro?
How did I know the shorty was there for the meal?
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's what I'm saying. I learned when we fucking dipped. Like everything went cool. Shorty gave me a hug. Like I didn't even go in for a hug. Shorty gave me a hug and then dipped. And then I hit up like, yo, man, I'm gonna holler at you tomorrow. No response, right?
Okay.
So waited till tomorrow. Since she ain't respond, I ain't respond. And then it was like 2 days later, I was like, yo, you good? No response. So I just like, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? You just had to cut your losses at that point.
Damn. I ain't gonna hold you. That's pretty cold. But like I said, I've been in a situation like that before where, you know, you just kind of buy food. I just kind of just, you just chug it up as a loss. You don't really get too mad about it. But yeah, I don't know. If she was, like I said, if she was serious, I do think that she needed to get the fuck out of here. But I think it was a little joke. I think she's valid.
I mean, if that shit was a joke, I mean, because he probably fucked it up. Like, what am I getting? You know what I mean? And she was like, yeah, fuck you. Now I can see it that way. You know what I mean? Like, I might as well get the hell out. Like, I don't need you. But that's a fucked up joke to start with because you don't even know who you're meeting. And
Fact.
that's what I'm trying to say again with chalking up food losses, right? We talked about this already, is in being on multiple dates with a chick that you might have met online, never video chat with this chick, and she looked totally different. That shit happened to me about three or four times where I'm chalking up this meal. I'm like, I'm gonna have this conversation with you. So I guess Shorty did the same thing I did to them, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna have this conversation, I'll pay for the food. Just don't expect to hear from me again. You know what I mean? Shit. Yeah. Been like that multiple times, man. Like, that's why I said I can't do the online shit, man.
I mean, and that shit get dangerous, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. It get real dangerous.
I mean, it's in what, how it gets dangerous.
So just playing the online game, just not knowing who you meeting. We hear way too many stories of people going somewhere and people dying. Or people getting killed, or people getting set up. And I've even heard stories about people getting their kidneys stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's way too dangerous out here to be playing those types of games with people. It's a crazy world we live in, man. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's true, but I mean, you kind of get a vibe, I guess. You know what I mean? You get a vibe with a person. And that's all I know if I'm taking it any further or not. You know what I mean? We're just gonna let it die right here. Because the conversation on, I mean, while you're while you're not in person might flow. Then when you get in person, right, you actually see the person, you're talking, you see mannerisms, all that shit matters. So, I mean, I don't think it would. That's what I'm saying. I think you should draw the line at that point, right? But it's dangerous, I think, for the females because, and don't judge me, people, you know what I mean? Because some of them be trying to go for the bread, so they're gonna stick around even if they don't fuck with you, leading the person on. And that's what leads to shit like that, I think. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna kill that shit right there. If I ain't feeling you, I don't give a fuck about smashing. Like some dudes will go through the ringers just to smash. I don't give a shit. I might as well just leave it right there. I just leave it right there, pay for the food, chalk it up as a loss, and keep it moving.
Nah, that's the way that it's supposed to go. But like we say all the time, some people out here, they living real crazy. And that's why I say it's just dangerous, bro. It's especially like, yeah, I think you already hit it on the head, man. But I am gonna play this one video. I don't think you've seen it yet, but it's a pretty funny, well, it's two videos. And I'm gonna go ahead and play it and see if you think it's valid. Or see who you think is valid in this situation.
Tell me why I'm walking around my neighborhood, right? I look at my house. Tell me why my slow ass brother gonna leave his hood open just for everybody to steal it. So you know what I'm about to do? Gotta teach this nigga a lesson. We gonna take his battery. Shit, mine now. I ain't gonna care. Battery for sale. Hit my d
things up.
Is anyone else? I'm trying to leave. I pressed the start on my car. Nothing happening. Literally nothing happened. No engine run, no nothing. So I'm like, let me check under the hood. Who the fuck took my battery?
All right, so there's two TikToks posted, and I seen these right back to back, right? So the first one I saw was the brother taking a battery. Some people seen it the opposite way. But him taking a battery out of his brother's car, is he valid, or did he need to get the fuck out of here?
I mean, that's valid, right? Like you're teaching them a lesson. It's not like you're not gonna give it back. So I mean, I think that's just valid. I just think it's corny as fuck because you can tell it's staged, but in a real world like that, I think it's valid.
Yeah. I mean, especially in our profession, you know, if you leave stuff out, people are gonna take that shit. If you leave your hood wide open, you literally asking. I remember at one point people were stealing I think they still steal catalytic converters, actually, on certain cars. Like
Still
that's a
do.
thing. And yeah, if you don't close your damn hood up, I mean, your shit's gonna get stolen, plain and simple.
That's crazy. And the crazy thing, I used to think catalytic converter was super expensive. I mean, I guess it got like they're saying it has like a little deposits of gold in it. That's why it's so expensive. And get that shit out of here. Motherfuckers cutting your whole fucking muffler off and shit.
That's just crazy to think about. Just living in impoverished areas really gets you with a certain type of trauma. And we talk about that shit all the time, where it's just, I gotta worry about you stealing something inside of my car that's helping my car run. That's crazy. Okay. Well, yeah, that was a pretty quick one. I think we kind of both agreed on that one. All right, so we'll go to this next one.
You ain't shit. You ain't
Our homegirl tossing that girl in the pool like that. Is she valid? She needed the fuck out of here.
Again, making an assumption. I think she needs to get the fuck up out of here, right? I think homegirl probably was getting mad attention. She was just hating because what the fuck is the reason for you throwing your homegirl in the pool with her phone and all her shit? Like, she just pushed in there with all of her shit. She didn't even give a fuck what she had. That's crazy. I think she needs to get the fuck out of here. I think she's a hater.
Yeah, I think she needs to get the fuck out of here too. But I also want to say a lot of, and this is something that happened in female friend groups, and a lot of females that I've talked to, it's just sometimes they they're in these groups and they think these people is their friends. They think these people are their friends and they end up hating them on the low. And I think that's what that was. That wasn't nothing but pure hatred when she pushed that girl in that water, thinking it was funny and thinking everybody's gonna laugh with her. Yeah, that ain't your friend. You need to stay away from her.
And if I'd have seen that shit, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'd have probably pushed her in too. Fuck it. Your ass up in that motherfucking water too.
Fact, because yeah, it's just this girl, and you could tell she wasn't expecting it at all. She had her phone, and she really real life freaking out. It looked like she couldn't even swim.
Agree. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. And just what you're saying, like, these girls just get together, man. And one thing I know about a chick, man, they're consistently lying to one another. You see what I'm saying? So that's why they don't know if they're really friends with one another. Because the reason I'm saying that, and again, females don't jump me. It's just something I observe, right? And then you can see your friend, she busted as fuck. She asks you how she look, and you tell her she a 10. She a 10 out of 10. See that shit too much, man. Like, tell that girl the truth. Fuck. And that's what you get, man. You don't know who the fuck you with.
Honestly, that's one of them situations that would have honestly warranted an ass whooping. She tossed that girl, and that's the reason why she threw her in there too, because she also thinks she weak and she knew she wasn't gonna do nothing to her. Now all it would have taken for her to get out of that water and just punch her right in her nose. Punch her right in the nose. I guarantee it. Well, the fight would have kicked off, but yeah, you would have seen that girl ain't your friend for real.
Yeah, she is low key hating. That girl probably was pulling some shit that she wanted, and she mad. You know what I mean?
Man, I ain't even hold you. Like, I still think women are nastier when it comes to their tempers than men are. I mean, of course, they're not monoliths, but the story that I hear, bro, the stories that I've heard, it's not even close.
I think they get away with more. That's why they're more susceptible to do stuff like that. Because think about you do that to your homeboy, right? He got his fresh set on, right? He got all dressed up to go to this pool party that he ain't getting into the pool with his fresh J's on. I'm just throwing that shit out there. I don't know. Whatever the fuck you like wearing, you push his ass in the pool, most likely you know that motherfucker gonna punch you in the motherfucking mouth, right? Or to some extent. Females know that most of the time that shit's not gonna happen, so they have the free range to do that without any fucking negative fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, with no consequences. They know no
Yeah,
consequences
negative
happen with
consequences.
this
Yeah.
shit.
So that shit crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. That's why I think that they're more like that, but you might have a different take on it.
Well, no, I think that's a big part of it. And I also think that, and this is gonna sound crazy, but I think that, when they play that I'm your friend card, they know that that person is looking for a certain level of friendship and community where they're not gonna do that. I ain't gonna lie to you, as a man, I always feel like it could go down. It don't matter what group of men I'm in. Well, for the most, unless it's like family or whatnot. But even me and my brother, we used to fight all the time. Now, even when he was here last time, me and him was wrestling and shit like that. So I always kind of feel like it can go there with dudes. I don't feel like girls feel like he could go there.
And that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what it is. It can always go there anytime, right? Between two dudes. So that's why we don't fuck around like that to some extent. And if you do, you know the consequences, right? That's gonna probably happen from you doing that. So I don't know. Because that's just like you're saying, I don't give a fuck what group of men I'm around. I know at some point you might say something that might trigger somebody and you getting into it. No matter how long you fucking know them. And just like you're saying, just like you and your brother, no matter how long you know him, you say some shit or you do some fucked up shit that a motherfucker deem, you know what I mean, suspect, might be throwing hands. Or even worse. Just like, I'll give you an example of how corny some dudes are, right? As in, I remember I went out one time, dude liked the chick, liked some fucking chick at the club, won't say shit to the chick, So I just was like, fuck it. I'm gonna shoot my shot. And man was mad at me because he was like, I like the chick, man. You know I was trying to get at it, but you won't say shit. So it's that simple, man. Anything. But yeah.
Now that's weirdo behavior. I ain't gonna hold you.
I know what you're telling. Like I had to stop like fucking with these people, man. Like you crazy? Like you won't even talk to her. And you mad about that? Sick, right? But I get it. It's kind of like,
It, but nah, dog. That's weird.
it's kind of like you knew, man. We cool. You know I'm trying to fuck with her, dog. You don't say nothing. She ain't gonna be here. She ain't gonna be around the rest of the time. We out of the club. You don't know her personally.
Man.
But
All
that is weirdo behavior, bro.
right. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play this last video for Valor the fuck out of here.
When you mess with niggas that's not scared of your baby daddy. My baby daddy been laughing at me for years, bitch. So boom, he got into one of my exes, right? My ex tell me, like, yeah, call your baby daddy. I want to talk to him. Now, mind you, this nigga been trying to flip me and turn me every way but loose. And I mean with them hands. You hear me? My baby daddy been called wind to that. So he really was like, yeah, I'm not fucking with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So on some bullying shit, he tried to make me call my baby daddy. Like, call him. I need to talk to him because I'll be around his kids. I'm like, nigga, you don't want to do that because this ain't one of them. Long story short, I gave him the phone to talk to him. My baby daddy got right on that phone and said, no, the fuck you didn't get on this phone and say shit to me, nigga. It's up when I see you. So my ex was at like at this one place getting us a little soul food, you know what I'm saying? Some smothered pork chops and rice and shit, right? He runs into my baby daddy. My baby daddy chases his ass. While running, my ex calls me. Sound like he was hitting the green mile. You hear me? Part two.
All right, so I want to ask you, is she valid with what she's saying, or she need to get the fuck out of here?
Man, I don't see that being her problem. So anyway, I think she's valid, right? She's valid. She warned you a couple of times, like, listen, this ain't who you're trying to fuck with, right? And he kept pushing it, right? So when the time came, he couldn't stand on business. So I think she's valid.
So me, so I'm torn, right? Because one, it sounds like no, she needed to fuck out of here, right? And I'll tell you why. So first off, you're dealing with a dude that's trying to beat your ass, meaning he a bitch ass dude anyway. One, so apparently you're not choosing right, and your baby daddy know that you don't be picking right because you choose bitches. Any dude that's sitting there, y'all been together for a little while, and he trying to beat your ass. I don't know. I just automatically feel like that's bad picking on your part. And the reason I say she need to get the fuck out of here is because she need to pick better. The baby daddy just doing what it is that the baby daddy's supposed to be doing. I don't really fault him too much. Don't know, man. She got she oh she's wrong.
I think she's valid as fuck, man. She don't want that man and everything already. So I want to see a part two. I want to see if he got his ass beat.
Let me see if I can find a part two.
You ain't got to do it. I'm just saying, like, I'll do it on my own time, you know what I mean? But
But no, so actually, I now that I'm thinking, I did watch the part two. It's pretty much him just saying, well, she chased the dude. Well, he ended up chasing the dude and whatnot. And I don't think he ended up catching him, but he was just like, it was just me that was running up on him, but he had a car full of dudes with him. He said, the dudes were about to get out of the car. Like, I just chased the dude, blah, blah, blah. And, pretty much making her think that she need to pick a little bit better, which she should. And that kind of goes to my point anyway, is you got to pick better, especially if you got kids and you got your kids in certain situations. And if you care anything about any of the men in your life, well, first, just be with the baby daddy.
yeah.
No, y'all probably got y'all issues, but just be with your baby daddy.
And that's what I'm saying. She's not valid. I mean, you might want to pick dudes that's softer than your baby daddy because that's gonna fuck your kids up if the stepdad don't whip your fucking kid's bad ass. You know what I mean? I don't know. So I'm saying that to say, It brought back a video I was just watching, probably like 2 days ago. It was this dude with this little, the kid had to been like 2 or 3 years old, right? He had him in one of those swings, you know, like the little kid swings with the little black thing where both of their legs go in, and he twist that motherfucker all the way to where it went all the way up, because he twist the fuck out of it, right? You know, he keep turning that shit around. And the kid was like, "I'm gonna tell my mama," right? And he's like, "Shut the fuck up, Nick." And he just spin that motherfucker, right? So this kid's screaming, fucking spinning around, right? And at that point, I was like, that's got to be his stepdad. And he just fucking with this kid. You see what I'm saying? And hopefully this kid dad is locked up or something. Because I see somebody do that shit with my kids. Because the kid didn't say, "I'm gonna tell my daddy," right? He said, "I'm gonna tell my mama," because you can tell his dad ain't around. He's a 2 or 3 year old kid, man. And that's what I'm trying to say, man. As in what you're saying, stay with the motherfucking baby dad, bro. Because that's gonna put somebody in jail. Because somebody do that shit to my daughter. Like, if I watched a video and a motherfucker got my daughter spent up in the motherfucking swing, recording it at that point, and he's like, and she's like, "I'm gonna tell my daddy," and then you spin that motherfucker and say, "Shut the fuck up," right? I don't care. Like, you can beat my ass, but listen, it's going down for sure. And I mean,
Nah,
it's going down for sure.
straight
'Cause
up.
that's some bitch ass shit that step parents do, man. You know what I mean? They'll fuck with these kids. And some of these women or dudes be thinking like these step parents be giving a fuck about your kid, but they don't. Some of them might, you get a small percentage, right? But they don't. I don't give a fuck. Like, ain't no man out here giving his best to a fucking stepchild. To some extent, yeah, a little bit. But they ain't 100% like he's gonna do with his own kid. Just saying.
Yeah, and it get kind of weird. And like I said, and it just boils down to just the women choosing people that just ain't it. And as people, you got to know the signs that you're supposed to be looking for. I mean, plain and simple. Yeah. If you're gonna be out there doing trying to do harm to somebody's kids, all because you feel a way about somebody's like their ex or whatnot, just go ahead, find somebody else, bro. Find somebody in your weight class and don't hurt the kids. But don't hurt the baby mama either, because I don't know. She's just weird. But all I know is if you touch my kids, you just got to be ready to take it all the way, because I'm going to take it all the way. And it ain't a threat. It's just know where it's going. And it's going all the way.
Exactly. And I'm just thinking about this on the fly. Like, if I was supposed to date, if I was to like get in a serious relationship with people with kids, like I'm gonna tell them like it's only to a certain extent I'm gonna be caring for this kid. Like, I'll watch the kid, help you out with anything you might need if you're busy, but don't expect me to take this motherfucker to football practice every day. Don't expect me to go get his haircut every time he need a haircut. Don't expect me to buy his motherfucking clothes. That's not my responsibility.
I hear that.
Sorry, man. It is what it is. And I know I'm gonna get cussed. I know I'm gonna get cussed out, but it's not my responsibility. Not paying for nothing for this kid. He's got a motherfucking mama and a daddy.
I hear that. I gotta disagree, but yeah, I'm not gonna elaborate on why I gotta disagree, but I do disagree. But yeah, like I
No,
said.
I'm saying, no, I got you. Like I said, it's a small percent. That's what I'm saying. Be truthful. That's all I'm saying is be truthful. I'm just saying with myself, me personally, right? That's all I'm saying. Like if I'm dating somebody, that's what I'm gonna tell them. Like, listen, it's only so much I can do for you. And I'm saying there's few percentage of people which are way good people, way better people than I am, right? These are your exceptional people. Right? I'm just being honest, right? They're exceptional, and that's why they're rare. I'm just saying, most ain't gonna do it. And all I'm saying is just be upfront with the people that you're in a relationship with. That's all I'm saying.
Got you. Got you. Okay. So the last thing so that concludes the Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment. All right. The last thing that I wanted to talk to you about was this last question. It was a hypothetical that was going around on social media for about a week and then it went away. But I wanted to see your thoughts on it, right? So let's just say your daughter and your wife are both graduating from school, right? Your daughter's graduating from kindergarten, your wife's graduating from college. All right, which one, and they both happen on the same day, which one are you going to?
That's not even an option for me, man. I think I'm going to my kids. I don't give a fuck. It just is what it is. I mean, yeah, that kid's kindergarten graduation. It is what it is, man.
Yeah, and that's your kid, especially at kindergarten. That's my kid's first graduation. I'm gonna be there, plain and simple. And honestly, if my wife felt the way about me going to my kid's graduation as opposed to hers, even though she's graduated multiple times, I would look at that as a red flag.
That's a fact. But you might get cussed out for that because no, I'm just saying I had a back and forth with people about that, like as in the kid or the spouse. I think we talked about this already as well. I think we're raising these kids, man. We have to be there for them mentally, physically, in any way supporting them, right? How would your kid look not going to their graduation where all their friends are gone? Because you can't go, because the kid can't go because you have to be at mom's graduation. See what I'm saying? So the kid's not even at their graduation. I don't know. I think moms can deal with that shit herself. You good. Go with this kid.
Yeah, I'm
I
definitely. So I won't, and we had that conversation before, is I don't choose my kids over my wife. However, in that case, I will go to that graduation just because my rational brain is saying this is her first graduation. You graduated multiple times from stuff. And yeah, that's the way that I would play it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Again, to each his own. And I think, again, you're one of those exceptional individuals, right? Me, I mean, it's all about my kids, man. I'm just being honest with you. Being honest with you, I mean, it is what it is, and I accept that. That's where I'm at in my current situation. You see what I'm saying?
That's where you at in your journey, man. I respect that. All right, man. What you got to say to people, bro?
I mean, right on the same shit we talking about, man. Stay in your kid's life, man. Do whatever you can to be in your kid's life. For that's all I got.
Got you. First and foremost, I want to thank you for showing up. I want to thank Pat for watching this on the playback. I want to thank my family. I know they're waiting on me to watch this TV show, so I'm gonna get ready to head up there shortly. I just want to thank everybody that watches this podcast on a consistent basis. We appreciate it. I'm starting to see a few more comments, right? Make sure y'all keep doing that so we can go ahead and get this conversation kicking off and just interact with us, man. We appreciate all of it. Lastly, I just want to leave you guys with, if you got a pending court case, your ass shouldn't be out there fighting or shaking ass. All right. This has been another episode of We're Not Experts Podcast. We out. Peace.